I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For the first time in 50 years, a top U.S. official visited Burma. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit may promote closer ties between the two countries and openness. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain says their contacts are cautiously optimistic. But does this really indicate change in genocidal Burma?
I don't think anybody knows exactly how this will go because there are being some changes and Aung San Suu Kyi has been released and looks like we'll be running for office and there are some encouraging things. But at the same time, attacks and stuff are occurring as well. And so we're just cautiously optimistic that maybe there will be some change.
Next, religious freedom is in global crisis. The United States 2012 presidential elections will provide a unique opportunity to advocate for persecuted Christians and people of all faiths worldwide. Open Doors Advocacy Director Lindsay Vesey says they launched a pledge drive for the candidates, supported by a petition drive to the voters. But does it matter?
When the U.S. government is not using their authority and using their influence in the world to speak out for religious freedom, it kind of gives cover for the suppression of religious freedom and spreading the gospel in other countries.
We have the links to both online. And the economic situation in Greece has had severe emotional and spiritual implications for the nation's people. One Operation Mobilization correspondent in Greece says pessimism and even fatalism are emerging as the country plunges deeper into debt. Worst part is, people aren't really turning to the church for help. As a result, OM is helping the church go to the people by creating places of refuge and food programs. Pray that people would be open to the gospel as they receive help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.